If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Ashley is here today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, we're really good.
We're really good. What's going on? Who are you arguing with?
The boyfriend. Mm. The boyfriend.
The boyfriend.
What is the boyfriend doing now?
Well, guys, okay, I don't know if I'm wrong, but I really don't think I am. So when we go out, when we do anything, or when we're together, I assume he does this probably by himself as well when he's out. He will call if we have an interaction with, like, customer service or a waiter or anyone, if they're female, sweetie. He calls them sweetie. He's like, thank you, sweetie. Can I get more coffee, sweetie? And it doesn't set well with me at all.
You don't, why don't you like it? Are you, like, jealous that he's calling other women sweetie?
No, I mean, a little bit I was like, but, like, that's not the biggest case. The main thing. The main reason is he's just, it sounds condescending.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody, I really don't like it when, like, a woman older than me calls me sweetie, or if a younger girl calls me sweetie.
Right.
Like, I almost feel like it's... I almost feel like it's okay if a woman is saying it. It's, like, worse when a guy says it. I don't know why.
All right.
I just don't like it anyway.
All right. Yeah. What's your boyfriend's... What's the boyfriend's name?
His name is Todd.
Oh, Todd.
Yeah. No, sorry. Todd's a great name.
That explains it. If I had I know a lot of Todds, and I know exactly what you mean. Hang on one second. Let's call Todd and find out what's going on.
Hello.
Is this Todd?
Hey, this is Todd.
Todd, hey, it's Mark Kay and Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Todd.
Todd, we have your girlfriend Ashley on the phone, too.
Oh. Hi, Todd. Really? Why?
Hi.
Ashley called us because she has an issue that we need to discuss, Todd.
Yeah.
Okay.
She told...
I'm a little concerned now.
She told us how annoyed she is that you call other women sweetie when you guys go out to eat and stuff.
What? That's not an issue.
I said I would take it to the authorities, and here we are. Remember?
To the authorities.
Yeah, Todd, apparently when you go out to eat or whatever, if the waitress comes over and you'll be like, hey, sweetie, thanks for the coffee, sweetie. And is that true? Is that something you do?
Yeah, all the time. I mean, that's kind of how I grew up, right? Like, my dad said it, my grandpa said it.
Right.
And we all said it. It's not a big deal. I'm just being nice. I think Ashley knows that. But I don't really get why.
I mean, I know you're being nice, but in the grand scheme of things, and in, like, the rest of the world, it doesn't sound nice. It makes me cringe.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm trying to hit on these girls.
I know that. But it sounds like it's just like a power dynamic thing. It's like, ugh.
Like a condescending thing, basically, is what it is.
It is nice. I mean,
Maybe you're trying to be nice, but she's saying it's not nice, basically.
It's creepy AF.
Yeah.
What? I'm really trying to see her point of view, but I just can't. I'm just being, you know, right. Todd. I'm just being nice.
Yeah, like, I know. Hey. I know.
That's the problem.
You're just being Todd. I know. All right, hang on one second. Don't go anywhere, you two. Hang on one second, because we have some ladies on the line that want to comment here. 340-9595. Is it condescending to call a woman sweetie if you're a dude? Hey, Portia from the North Side. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Marquez.
Hey, Portia. What do you want to say?
Hey, my thought is maybe he needs to call her sweetie a little bit more, or start calling her sweetie, because she sounds jealous. I do it all the time, like, even with connecting in. I was talking to the lady, and I meant to call her sweetie. I do it all the time. It's just because when you don't know the person's name, you know, that's just a way to acknowledge, to say, you know, hey, thanks for such a sweetie, because you don't know their name.
Yeah.
So maybe you should just, you know, call her sweetie and call her baby more, and maybe she won't be jealous. And my son want to say good morning.
Oh. Oh, good morning. Good morning. Yay. Oh, all right. All right, Sports, you're saying it's no big deal. Just call her sweetie more and she'll shut up about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Jealous. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. That was good. Tanya, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Oh, good, Tanya. What'd you want to say?
I want to say that I don't really see anything wrong with sweetie or love or miss or ma'am or anything such as that. But bae is the ultimate no-no. Do not call another woman bae. I can understand we're at a restaurant and you're like, oh, well, bae, can you bring me the receipt? Like, hold on, wait a minute, pause. You really want to get beat up right now?
Don't call another woman. Oh, I didn't know dudes were calling other women bae.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's probably not a good move either.
No, yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
Yeah,
you
don't. No. All right, so sweetie is not that it's not really too much of a big deal.
Okay.
Me, so.
Okay.
I think it's like the way that some guys say it, it feels like condescending, like you're like, "Hey, little sweetie," you know? And maybe if you say it the right way or if it's like the right person.
What about sugar britches? Is that okay? I've heard that one.
Haven't heard that one.
In the 1950s that was popular.
No sugar britches.
No sugar britches? Okay. All right.
No, that's a hard no.
Hey, sugar britches, give me some more coffee.
Nope.
Hey, Kayla from Fernandina, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great, Kayla. What do you think about sweetie?
I personally don't think there's anything wrong with it or that is condescending. Just because I work in a restaurant and I get that called on the daily.
Oh, yeah?
So it's nice rather than just hearing, like, get me some of this or get me some of that. And maybe she's just looking too far into it because that is her boyfriend after all. And she's seeing him call other girls sweetie, you know?
Yeah.
No, that's a good point. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. What's the what's anything that anyone at the restaurant calls you that you don't like?
Oh, so far, nothing.
Oh, good. All right.
Yeah, you just don't really look too far into it unless it's something offensive.
As long as they tip, I'm okay with it. You can call me whatever you want.
Yeah, you can call me daddy. It doesn't matter.
This is Eileen. Eileen, good morning. How are you? What do you want to say?
I think she has a security problem, to be honest. I'm a barber, and I tell my clients, all right, have a good day, sweetie. Thank you, sweetie, all the time. If it's not a flirtatious way of saying it, I think she needs to lighten up some. I do it in front of my boyfriend all the time when I have clients leaving the shop.
Yeah.
And he never says anything about it.
Yeah.
Now, I think maybe she does need to be called sweetie some more. If he doesn't, that's why she has her insecurity problem.
Like, he's not calling her sweetie enough. He's just calling other people sweetie.
Well, there's no problem with that. Like I said, if it's not a flirtatious way.
Right.
I see maybe he threw a wink in there and then she had like an insecurity problem.
Got it. Okay.
But that's not even what she's saying. She's saying that she feels like it's condescending to other women. She's not saying that she's like thinks it's inappropriate.
But maybe she's saying that because she's just jealous.
But now you're just assuming what she's thinking. She didn't say that.
No, that's true.
I think that like maybe she doesn't. She's not like thinking being insecure. She's saying like it's gross to call another woman sweetie. Like she thinks it's condescending. And like
I just don't understand how. If it's not in a flirtatious
maybe way. It's like the way he says it. Yeah, I don't know. Like, who knows the way he's saying it or what he's doing.
Maybe it's that he calls them sweetie and pinches their butts. No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't do that.
Then that's a whole other issue.
Yeah, hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Oh, she was a barber. I meant to talk to her, see if she could...
hook it up?
Yeah, I want to see if she could like carve some...
You want like a cool design in your head?
I want like a design in my head, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
You could totally pull that off. like a money sign or something?
I feel like you're being condescending, Megan.
No.
Elizabeth from Tinseltown, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, Elizabeth, what do you want to say?
Well, I think there's two things to think about here. One, that's an endearing term. That's one that I do use with my spouse, my kids. I don't understand why we want to tell some random thank you, sweetie. The other thing is if you want to show somebody appreciation for doing a good job, first off, we shouldn't feel sorry for the waitress because she's there doing her job, making a living. So you want to appreciate her, you give her a tip. You don't have to call her a condescending name. The other question I have for Todd is, what does he call his waiter that is a man?
Oh, he calls him sweetie too. it's like blanket term.
Be fine.
that's a good point, though. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.